Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Surviving Autocracy by Masha Gessen is a political analysis of the Trump presidency and the broader authoritarian patterns it revealed in American public life. Published in 2020, the book expands on Gessen's widely read post-election essay about how citizens should respond when an autocratic figure gains power through democratic procedures. Gessen writes from a distinctive position as a journalist shaped by Soviet experience and by long reporting on Vladimir Putin Russia. They interpret Trump not mainly as an aberrant personality, but as a political force that damages the conditions necessary for democratic reality. The book examines language, institutions, media habits, law, truth, citizenship, and resistance. Its purpose is not to provide a conventional chronicle of events or a policy program. Instead, it asks readers to recognize how autocracy works psychologically and socially, how it becomes normalized, and what forms of civic attention are required to resist it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, naming autocracy when democratic vocabulary becomes inadequate. A central concern of surviving autocracy is the difficulty of finding accurate language for political decay while it is happening. Gessen argues that much American commentary initially treated Trump through familiar categories, such as scandal, incompetence, polarization, or partisan excess. Those terms captured fragments of the situation, but often missed the larger pattern, an attack on the shared political reality that democracy requires. The book draws attention to the way liberal democratic language can lag behind new forms of authoritarianism, especially when leaders retain elections, courts, parties, and media while hollowing out their meaning. This is why Gessen looks beyond American exceptionalism and places the Trump presidency beside authoritarian projects in Russia and parts of Eastern Europe. The point is not to claim identical systems, but to show that autocracy can emerge through the erosion of norms rather than a single dramatic seizure of power. Naming matters because vague language encourages delay. If a leader undermines truth, delegitimizes opponents, treats state power as personal property, and attacks independent institutions, describing those actions as merely unconventional can become a form of normalization. Secondly, taking autocratic speech seriously instead of waiting for moderation. One of the book's most influential ideas comes from Gessen's earlier rule that citizens should believe the autocrat. This does not mean accepting false claims as true. It means treating threats, exclusions, and contempt for democratic limits as statements of intent rather than campaign theater. Gessen criticizes the recurring hope that Trump would become more restrained once in office, arguing that this hope misunderstood how autocratic politics works. Autocratic leaders often test boundaries through speech before converting rhetoric into policy, personnel choices, or institutional pressure. When supporters and critics alike dismiss extreme statements as performance, they grant the leader room to redefine acceptable public behavior. Gessen also warns against being reassured by small signs of normality, such as ceremonial procedures, staff appointments, or occasional conventional gestures. These may coexist with deeper damage. The reasoning is practical: democratic publics lose time when they interpret each violation as isolated. By taking autocratic speech seriously, citizens and journalists can identify trajectories earlier, judge actions in context, and avoid the false comfort that institutions or office holding will automatically discipline an authoritarian personality. Thirdly, institutional corrosion as a process rather than a sudden collapse. Surviving Autocracy rejects the belief that institutions alone can save a democracy. Gessen does not argue that courts, legislatures, bureaucracies, or newspapers are irrelevant. The claim is more precise: institutions depend on people, norms, language, and public trust, so they can be weakened from within while still appearing intact. The book traces how the Trump presidency placed strain on the media, the judiciary, administrative agencies, and congressional oversight by forcing them to operate inside a distorted field of loyalty, spectacle, and denial. For example, the press could document falsehoods, yet still become trapped in cycles of amplification, reacting to each provocation as news while helping set the autocrat agenda. Legal and legislative procedures could continue, yet struggle when one side treated norms as optional and delay as victory. Gessen emphasizes that autocratic damage often works by degrading confidence in any authority independent of the ruler. If citizens come to believe that all institutions are equally corrupt, truth becomes a matter of allegiance. This makes institutional defense more than procedural maintenance. It requires defending the social conditions that allow institutions to be trusted, criticized, and repaired. Fourthly, comparative insight from Russia, Hungary, and post-totalitarian experience. Gessen's comparative perspective is one of the book's main distinguishing features. Rather than presenting the United States as immune to authoritarian development, Surviving Autocracy uses lessons from Russia and other contemporary illiberal systems to identify patterns that might otherwise look uniquely American. Gessen reporting on Putin rise informs the analysis of how public life can be reshaped through propaganda, corruption, fear, and the personalization of power. The book also engages with ideas associated with observers of post-communist authoritarianism, including the challenge of describing systems that are neither classic totalitarian states nor ordinary democracies. The comparison with figures such as Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban is not a claim that Trump reproduced their regimes in full. Instead, it clarifies mechanisms weakening independent media, discrediting neutral expertise, turning law into a weapon, portraying outsiders as enemies, and blending political power with private interest. This international frame gives the book a diagnostic quality. It encourages readers to look for recurring structures instead of focusing only on Trump temperament. The result is a warning against the comforting belief that democratic decline must follow old historical scripts to be real. Lastly, resistance through outrage, non-compromise, and a recovered politics of dignity. Although the book is often severe in tone, it is not simply a catalog of damage. Gessen insists that survival under autocratic pressure requires habits of resistance that preserve political imagination. Maintaining outrage is one such habit. For Gessen, outrage is not performative anger but a refusal to let repeated violations become ordinary. Once citizens adapt emotionally to cruelty, corruption, or contempt for truth, the autocratic project has already gained ground. The book also warns against compromises that legitimize authoritarian conduct in the name of balance, access, or tactical convenience. This does not mean rejecting all negotiation in democratic politics. It means refusing arrangements that treat attacks on equal citizenship and factual reality as normal bargaining positions. Gessen finds some hope in forms of politics centered on dignity, equality, and solidarity, including the public role of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other members of the squad. That emphasis matters because autocracy narrows politics into domination and humiliation. A politics of dignity counters that by restoring the idea that public life should expand who counts, who can speak, and what futures remain imaginable. In conclusion, Surviving Autocracy is best suited for readers interested in contemporary authoritarianism, democratic fragility, political journalism, and the Trump era. It will be especially useful to citizens, students, journalists, activists, and general readers who want a conceptual framework rather than another event-by-event account of one administration. The practical benefit of the book lies in its diagnostic clarity. It teaches readers to notice normalization, to treat anti-democratic language as politically consequential, and to understand why institutions require active civic defense. Its intellectual benefit is comparative. Gessen brings experience with Soviet and post-Soviet political life into conversation with American politics, making familiar events appear less exceptional and more legible. Compared with many books about Trump, Surviving Autocracy stands out because it is less focused on insider drama, electoral strategy, or personality gossip. It is a compact argument about how reality, truth, and civic trust are damaged under autocratic pressure. Readers seeking detailed policy remedies may find it limited, and those looking for detached academic distance may find its urgency too sharp. Yet that urgency is also its defining strength. The book offers a disciplined warning about democratic erosion while preserving the possibility of resistance through language, attention, and political solidarity. If you would like to support Masha Gessen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.